Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/wondery. That's vanta.com/wondery for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on, it's about keeping everything secure.
Hey, hotels.com here. Tired of the everyday? We know a hotel that's ready to unwind this weekend. Book hotels with spas in the hotels.com app. Find your perfect somewhere.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Cat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the lovely and wonderful person who doesn't need the love hotel because he has the self hotel, and that's all you need in life. It's Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello. How are you, Ben?
Good. I hope that didn't sound insulting. It sort of sounded a little insulting. It wasn't meant. It was meant to say, who cares sometimes? If you just have yourself, that's all you need in life. Because I know you don't, you're like, you've said many times, you just want to be with Bueller. I'm digging myself into a hole. I feel like I'm insulting you and I didn't mean to.
No, I didn't feel like that at all.
Anyway, the point is, we are here today to talk Love Hotel. But before we do that, we are going on the road next week, going to Texas. Not so much of a road for Ronnie, because we're going to be in Austin, and then the next day in Dallas. And then the following week, we're going to be going to our first ever Vegas show. So get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. That's also where the dates are, and also all the important ticket links that you might need. And of course, check us out with patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens to watch us, not just listen with Crappens On Demand. Get access to our bonus episodes like Trailer Trashes. We did one for Next Gen New York City last week. We'll have one up for the new Below Deck this week, probably. And that's all the good stuff. But we have to talk about this Love Hotel, the new premiere, the much-hyped premiere, which aired on Sunday night. Ronnie, what did you think about the show?
I liked it. I thought it was really good. I was actually surprised. They got guys in a good age range, I thought. They got a bunch of guys that don't watch TV, which I think is very helpful for a show like this. Trixie Monocle's doing great work on it. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty good. Casting pretty decent. Yeah. You know, it's a cheesy love show. So in general, those kind of make me sick to my stomach because I recapped The Bachelor for a long time until it made me like sick. But this, I believe it, you know, because I feel like you really have to have people who are looking for love. I don't believe that Ashley necessarily is. I don't believe Giselle necessarily is. I do believe that Lou wants to bang a bunch of people. And I definitely believe that Shannon wants to find love. So I feel like there's something that I can believe there.
Yeah, I totally agree. I like the show actually a lot. I was afraid it'd be highly scripted, and it actually worked very well. It was well presented. I was into it. It was breezy. It was fun. It was funny. I agree with you. I think Ashley and Giselle are a little bit of a strange choice. Not Ashley as much for me, but like Giselle, I just don't believe Giselle really wants to find someone.
I believe Giselle is like me.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's just like wants to be alone. I don't believe that Giselle has, I don't think Giselle has any like real intentions with dating. I just don't get that vibe from her. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I kind of get the sense that she did that. She's been there and she just wants to do her own thing and live her own happy life.
Yeah, she's been through enough is how I'm taking it. But yeah, I did like it. Also, you know, Joel, the host of the show, there was a huge controversy after the show wrapped because he got allegedly coked up out of his mind and went off on what a bitch Shannon is and wrote a Twitter thing eviscerating Shannon and being like, you're not a star. You think you're famous. You're nothing. And treating people like you treat them is disgusting. And people were like, oh my God, did Shannon treat everybody badly? Like, what is this? And then he kind of apologized a couple days later after he'd sobered up. And so that was a big controversy. So of course it's fun to look and see how much the host really hates Shannon. I don't get a lot from him though, like as far as what he's thinking or feeling, which he's a host, so that's normal, right?
Yeah, he's surprisingly a little stiff, I thought. I thought Joel Kim Booster, he's so like used to being in front of the camera. He seemed a little ill at ease on this first episode, but maybe he'll like kind of settle into the role a bit. But
I think he does. Yeah. He does a fine job. I don't think he's bad or anything. He's, you know, it's fun to see Joel up there doing it. So I think he's doing fine. It's just, I don't know. I was expecting a little more. Luann, Giselle, Ashley, Shannon. Hello, Shannon. You know, or something. I want like a clue of what went on.
Well, I think at this point right now, he still likes her because he just met her. So he's still actually being like, oh, my God, Shannon, so cool. So we open up on the hotel and it starts with kind of like a skit where Joel is kind of talking to the staff. He's like, good morning, staff. It is a very exciting day at the Love Hotel. As the Love Concierge, I'm about to welcome perhaps our most challenging guests for Real Housewives. And so we see it's Shannon and Ashley, Luann and Giselle are arriving.
Yeah, and he says, as a super fan and Bravo expert, I've watched them go through it all when it comes to love. And so we see past dating stuff happening. Giselle having a picnic with Sherman, putting a strawberry in his mouth, and Luann and Sonia getting a photo taken with the pirate before the butt sex in the greenhouse. And all that good stuff.
All the classics. John Jansen and Shannon having an awkward kiss. So, and then we see in Joel saying how they all got, we've seen them all get married, and we see Luann dancing with Tom at their wedding. And then we see, of course, Luann getting divorced and Shannon crying last season about John Jansen and everything, crying about David first and how her marriage is falling apart. So we're seeing all the ups and downs of these relationships.
Yes. And then it ends with Luann saying, how could you do this to me? Also, I like the new Luann voice because over the years, she has just really leaned into singing probably improperly, let's be honest, and just smoking whatever's in front of her. I mean, I swear to God, if a duck passed in front of her, she would grab it out of the lake and smoke it. Whatever she's doing, she talks like this now. She's like, hello, girls. How's everything going? Oh, girls, she's like, this is amazing to be here.
She's definitely like, now that I've decided to commit to singing as a career, I've decided to destroy my voice even more by smoking more than ever.
Yeah, so Joel has recruited top shelf eligible straight men. Top shelf? I mean, questionable. But they're on a shelf. They're willing, you know, these are people who searched the backstage for a chance to come on any reality show. For any reason, really. I don't even know if they know why they're here yet, you know, but they're here. They got some breathing men and they're here. So there's that. And he's like, but just because they check into the Love Hotel doesn't mean the ladies can't choose to check them out.
Yeah. So then we see a bunch of keys. This is the opening credits, or we see keys and key holders and we see like a little bit of a teaser of what's to come of choosing guys, etc.
Using a lot of keys as props around Luann. And then you wonder why she fucks every guy here, you know? She's like, it's a key party. What did you think I was going to do?
So we get like lots of montages of stuff to come this season. And Joel's like, if I've done my job right, by the end of this romantic luxury retreat, I will be yelling at one of these women on a rage on social media. And maybe they might kiss someone.
Raging against somebody on Twitter.
These women will find lasting love, and we will put the wives back in housewives. Well, I don't know about lasting love, but you'll get something maybe.
Yeah. So Giselle tells us, we start with Giselle, and she's like, men need to know if you want to take my panties off, you have to make me laugh. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so how's Mall Cop doing for it? All right, get in here, Mall Cop. Get on Giselle.
And then
well, that's not the only comedian I could think of. What's his name? Bart.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin James.
Get in here, King of Queens. Do your work on Giselle's hoo-ha.
So Ashley gets out of an SUV at the Love Hotel. And we see her in her interview with her, and she's like in a chair, and she's like putting her legs one way, and she's like, "Isn't that the ladylike way to do the legs on the side thing? Because like, if you're really prim, you sit like this, but if you're like a hoochie girl, you sit like this. That's what they used to say, huh?" And so she arrives, and Joel says hi to her, and she says that her current marital status is divorcing.
Yeah. And then we see a flashback to divorce stuff with her. And then she's like, I have two amazing sons. And, you know, they love sitting on counters or standing on counters or throwing fire trucks at each other on counters. So that's fun. And now I'm reestablishing what dating looks like. You know, currently I'm dating a guy that looks like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead. And we'll see if I can find better.
Yeah. So Ashley's like, so do you have any nice men's for me? He's like, oh, I have plenty. Plenty of strange men who are ready to leer at you.
Plenty of odd backstage men. I hope you're ready. So then Giselle's coming, and everybody gets their own theme song as they come in. Like, they really gave Trixie a budget on this one. I didn't catch Ashley's, but I was cracking up at Giselle's. This is Giselle's song. I feel right. That hot vibe, that self-care, that good life. I love that self-care. I feel so hot. I've got self-care. I woke up and threw myself a party. But that's not the point.
Giselle's like, okay, Cabo. And she goes, and Joel's like, oh, here she comes, Miss Giselle Bryant. And the producer says, well, describe your relationship history. She goes, Jesus Christ, where should I begin? I'm like, it literally began there. Your husband, Jamal.
Yeah, well, I was married to a preacher. He cheated on me all the time. Then I dated Then I dated a guy who was getting blowjobs in a park. Then I went back to the preacher who I think impregnated possibly a teenager at my church. Not really sure, but he is on CNN doing good things a lot. So there's that.
Yeah. So Giselle talks about, all that stuff. Jamal, they got back together. It wasn't good. And then everything since. And Joel is like, so you are the word on the street in Potomac, but are you ready to be the word on the beach here in Cabo? She's like, absolutely. Yeah, that's how she does it.
And I think this is a problem for Joel. And I feel bad for Joel because Joel's kind of gotten stuck with Watch What Happens writers. It's like, you really have to be Andy to pull that off. Like, you're the word on the street in Potomac, but are you the word on the beach? Like, everyone's used to Andy's idiocy. But I think asking anyone else to say things like, you are the word on the street in Potomac, but are you ready to be the word on the beach? You know, Joel went home every night and called his agent. Like, what the fuck are you trying to do to me? I was just in a decent movie this year. I'm on a sitcom on Apple TV. How fucking dare you?
So Giselle's like, well, I have successfully managed to get all three of my daughters off to college. Would you like to see some footage of that? Let's roll that for 30 minutes.
God, I thought, thank God they're not showing us footage of this. Thank you so much for avoiding it. Here's the only footage I want to see from Giselle. Giselle making Pop-Tarts, or popovers, because Giselle got me on my popover kick. That's what I want to see.
So I'm officially something called an empty nester. Someone dropped off a giant dog named Dreyfus, and Christy McNichol came over. I was really confused, but I just went with it. But I don't like that word. I think it's a little weird, even though it's technically two words. But however, I am that thing, empty nester.
So then it's time for Luann to come, and Luann's song is Fuego, Fuego, Fuego Matiquita, Fuego, Fuego. She's like, hello, everybody. Does anybody have fire? My cigarette? Greta Benson and Edge's ultralight here, girls. And he's like, here she comes, Real Housewives of New York, OG, Luann de Lesseps. Countess, they say you are a countess, but can we count on you to be countessy on up? God damn it, get me off this fucking show. I can't do this anymore.
Bonjour. Oh, bonjour, bonjour. Or as they say here in Mexico, bonjour. Oh, wow, I'm so happy to be here. You know, I can't believe that I've been single for 7 years. I mean, I fucked a lot of guys. But I don't want to settle for somebody who doesn't make me happy. I just want to settle for someone who's got a penthouse and a cookie jar. You know, someone who I have to bend backwards for in all the ways that it means, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, that sounds weird. No, that's
well, it. I know you have fallen into a bush in Mexico, so we see a flashback to that. And he's like, but are you ready to fall head over heels in love in Mexico? He's just like making tiny little cuts on his outer thighs. He's like, oh.
No wonder he was furious by the end of this shoot. He had to take it out on someone. I would honestly, I have so much sympathy for him right now having to say these lines.
I do too. I really do. It was rough.
Well, I'm ready for love. I mean, just look at me. Cabaret star coming through in a bikini. Did I think I'd be dating at this stage of my life? No, I didn't. I've been married twice, divorced in 2009, been to prison, been to jail. Married again in 2016. Someone threw a salami sandwich at me between the bars with a mustard packet on the inside. It was disgusting. But here I am.
Divorced in 2017. Fucked Liza's driver 2018. It's been a go, girls. It's been a go round.
Saw Carol Radziwill steal my fuck buddy to be. That was great.
Joel's like, if anybody can handle a whole pool full of men dedicated to her, I think it's you, Luann. And then Shannon comes, and her song is David, 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 David,
David,
David, David, David, David. I will politely refrain from that that cocktail, not because I am more sober these days. It's just I'm not sure where you've sourced those ice cubes, and I don't want to get a pathogen. Thank you very much.
Well, I've been single for a year now, and for me, that's a very long time. The man in my life is Archie, who's a golden retriever who still sometimes won't bring me a ball. So,
yeah, great.
Feels good.
Archie has been mad at me ever since I tried to blame him for my incident where I happened to drive a car into a little potted plant on the side of the road. I mean, it was Archie's fault. He was driving. It's not my fault, but that's okay. I'll take the fall for my dog.
So Joel's like, are you ready for this? She goes,
What do you mean by ready? I'm nervous. I've brought some new dresses. It's always Easter in this world where I'm living. Anybody hidden any eggs? I'm a little girl at Easter. Who dressed me? Why am I here? I can't date. Who are these people? Are these real men? Are they from the internet? Please don't hurt me.
He has risen. And by he, I mean my glycemic index and my blood work. A lot of sugar I've had. Oh, God.
So
if you
we
were to
see.
Say, what's your relationship history been? I would say I'm 60, I'm single, and not the best. I was married for 17 years, and we divorced after my husband was seen walking with a slut at the beach. And, you know, that's where I'm at with these days. That's great. I'm very happy.
If I live the rest of my life out traveling to visit my daughters, which they absolutely love, I'd be good. But can you imagine having a partner that has your back and isn't constantly fucking blonde people from beaches behind your back? Oh, look, it's a beach. Oh, there's a blonde lady on the beach. It's so glad you brought me here.
By the way, can you check in to check to see if my room is ready yet?
Joel's like, I don't work here.
Okay. I will have a Caesar salad if it's available and a Tito's on the rocks. Thank you.
Still don't work here. Could you just hand me a washcloth, dear? I just...
It's like, it makes sense now. All right, ladies, welcome to the Love Hotel. I'm Joel, and I will be your love concierge for the next few weeks. And Shannon, that is just a ceremonial title, is not an actual position. I see you're about to ask me about where the nearest bar is, and I can't answer you.
Here's to finding love, girls. Luann. So they cheers, and she's like, oh, I'm just so ready, especially after they checked my bags at the airport, girls. Get this. I was in the airport. I have a little black bag with a dildo inside. Can you believe it, girls? They opened it up. They said, what's this? I said, I don't know. Put it in me. Let's see. Am I right?
We got married and divorced in one afternoon. Number three. So Joel's like, well, who needs Rosetta Stone when we've got Countess Luann? Fernando, take it away.
So who needs Rosetta Stone when we've got Rosetta Bone? All right. Let's introduce someone named Fernando who we'll never see again. Because this Fernando was, I feel like, their choice to be like, you know, not Love Island, Bachelor, like, not Bachelor. What's the Bachelor like one Fergus? On the beach? Love in Paradise. Oh, Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah. Mm. They need like a little sidekick like that. But they didn't. They wasted Fernando. Okay. Fernando, I'm sorry. You've been wasted.
I don't know who Fernando is, but Alfredo, you're doing great work. Okay, just wanted to say that.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Some people get a wild haircut or book a spontaneous trip when life throws them a curveball. But Molly? Well, she dove headfirst into a world of no-strings-attached sex, secret rendezvous, forbidden affairs, and unforgettable adventures. And together, we tell every juicy detail in Dying for Sex, Wondery's award-winning podcast that's now streaming on a TV near you, starring Michelle Williams and Jenny Slate. And to top it off, we're dropping brand new bonus episodes where I sit down with the cast to spill all the spicy secrets. Desire, friendship, self-discovery, and the ultimate bucket list of pleasure. This is a story that had everyone talking. Listen to the original Dying for Sex and brand new episodes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge the original series before anyone else and completely ad-free on Wondery Plus.
So they get their rooms. It's all
and
nice.
And we brought the most frigid person to ever appear on Housewives to actually break up with the men for you. Heather Dubrow will see your men off. Heather, take a bow.
You know that Heather probably wanted that role that Joel Kim has. As someone in a successful marriage, I am here to teach you all how to have love. Okay, Alfredo is here to take your bags, so follow Alfredo. And by the way, if you are thirsty, you can also visit Alfredo at the bar who is serving drinks. Thank you.
So we see their rooms, and they're acting like, wow, not one of them can act like, oh my God, look at our room, because they're not really big rooms. They're kind of small rooms, right?
Yeah,
why don't they have like big fancy rooms? Yeah, they need like big glamorous rooms. Why'd you give them just like a regular queen?
Yeah.
Is that a pull-out couch? Like, what is this? Is this a holiday?
They were not unlike the rooms in Panama when Potomac went there last season. So then Shan's like, I'm sorry. One of my suitcases is missing. Does anyone know where my suitcase? Okay, oh, that's fine. You don't. No, do I need my suitcase? No, I'm fine. I don't need to have a dress to make myself look pretty. I could just be a frumpy mess. That's okay. If it goes missing, I'll just be the undesirable one, like I always am. That's fine. It's fine.
Oh, well, fine. Just bring me a paper bag. I guess I'll just put that on with a little belt.
So they go downstairs, and Joel is at the bottom of the staircase. He's like, hello, ladies. You all look gorgeous.
Well, that's a bit forward, I believe, from the waiter, but that's fine. It's nice to be flirted with, even if it is the staff.
That's very nice of you to say. Do you know where my avocado dip is, please? I called down for that earlier.
And have you seen my luggage? I'd like to speak to the manager. I'm suspicious that this gentleman here may have stolen my last bag. Just wondering.
Well, take a seat, ladies. Not to go all Dr. Wendy on you, but I pretty much have a PhD in your love lives. Good Lord.
Free Joel. Free Joel to booster.
Fucking free Joel. So he announces that they're going to have men to date. And I hope you're ready for the real thing because they're established. They're successful. They're adventurous. They've got great personalities. Some of them are possibly pooping their pants already. And they're all hung like Bolo. And they're like,
Oh, so they're going to be wearing Texas ties. That's very lovely. Yeah, I enjoy a necktie switch up.
So then Giselle's like, that's a little bit much. Don't overpromise, darling. So he's like, okay, how are you guys feeling? And Ashley's like, I'm really going to lean in and really try to be present as best as I can. And by present, I mean, I'm going to do a lot of TikToks on that beach. So,
well, I want to know these guys. Do they know what they're getting themselves into? They better get into it quickly, too, if you know what I'm saying. Mama's horny. They took my vibratos.
Well, it would be nice to be on a show with somebody who says, oh, it's a reality show. Well, that's fun. Please don't ever let me on the reality show. You know, it's not fun when they end up dating some whore who was fired from the show 10 years ago and comes back to ruin your life on national television. That was fun. What am I doing already back here? Fun, Shannon.
I'm so happy. Yeah, I want someone who doesn't want to, someone who wants to date someone on a reality show but doesn't want to be on a reality show. So that way, when people question you about him, I can say, please, I can't betray him in this way. He doesn't want to, he's a very private person, and that always works out really well for me. Yeah.
What's really important for me, I've just been through so much. I've been through so much. That's just this morning. I mean, just getting here, it was up a hill. I mean, I was in a car, but still, have you ever been in a car driving up a hill? My blood pressure, leaning back. I've been through a lot, but I really just want someone with a kind heart and a good shaker.
You know what? You need somebody who you feel like has got your back when you just can put your head down on somebody's shoulder and be like, you know what? I'm safe, and hopefully when you put your head down their shoulder, they've got a little cigarette in their breast pocket. You can just sort of get it with your mouth, be like, hop. Then you're smoking, you're happy.
Safe. I just want a guy who's not going to fight for me in the mirror, know what I mean?
I need a guy who you can rest your hand on their shoulder, and someone throws them a pastrami sandwich with a mustard packet in it, it hits their head instead.
Listen, the last guy I was married to was bald. He didn't have any hair to do. He got right the fuck out of the bathroom. He poops and leaves.
He knows how to lock a door, so when the feds come, they don't barge down. He can finish your night.
So we see the men assembling on the balcony. And they're like, oh my God. So come meet your ladies, gentlemen. And Giselle's like, whoa, I'm checking out some silver foxes. That's never going to work for me. I'm sorry. Why are there old people here?
Okay. Wait, so what now? You want to date a guy that's like a little older?
Well, I'm open to older, you know. That typically means he has more money in the bank. So at least when we have our fake relationship on Potomac, he'll at least pay for our dinners.
Well, he has more money in the bank, but he's got more children in the sidelines waiting to take it after his ass dies. So it's a bigger battle, you know?
So the guys come downstairs, and a guy named Mark. You know, I think I have to. You know what? I actually have to pull up a cast. I want to see if I can find photos of these guys.
We should. Yeah, we should.
Because the only name I know is Earl the Pearl.
Love Hotel cast.
Love Hotel.
Meet the cast of Bravo's Love Hotel. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Please have pictures of everybody. Okay, please, we see pictures. Shannon. We see.
Okay, there's Wale. Earl. Okay, Mark. So Mark is.
Where
the
do
guy
you see
who,
those?
Who,
are you looking at the Peacock one?
I'm on bravotv.com. I'll send you the link.
Oh, who are the eligible bachelors? Okay, I've got it. Sorry, everybody, that you have to wait for that. So we start with Wale, right?
Yeah, he's cute. He's like, I feel like he's the only young one, right?
He's young, he's cute, love his hairstyle, love his attitude. Maybe I don't trust him because he's on a TV show, Finding Love. So I have a general distrust for any guy who comes on these shows. So I'm just going to start there. But he seems to be the best of the bunch so far. But okay, yeah, I guess we don't have to go through them all right now. But
right, we'll just have a reference.
So Mark, who's Mark?
Mark is this guy. He's the one, it turns out, he doesn't watch TV. So he's a silver fox. He's a real estate. Sorry, I keep on burping. I'm sorry, everyone. I don't know why. He's a real estate.
You're like one of the guys on this show. Okay, everybody. Here, this is Mark. He's the Santa Claus of the bunch. Okay, here he is.
Yeah,
he looks kind of like Santa Claus on a diet. And he's 61. He's a real estate developer from New York City, which may give him an edge when it comes to Luann.
Hi, Mark. How are you? He's like, hi, nice to meet you. And they're all saying hello. And then Wale comes up and just like, Wale, like the rapper. He's like, yeah, like the rapper. And then Earl, we all remember Earl. Earl goes up to Shannon and says, oh, Earl. Oh, it's Earl. Oh, Earl the Pearl. It's a rhyme. See, I don't know if you know this, but I have a touring comedy show where I go to various clubs and put on a sombrero and then do the Three Amigos dance from 1985. It's very current work and people love it. So, Earl the Pearl, you're in the bit.
Yeah, I basically do a comedy show where I take people's names and then I find a rhyme with them. So, that's fun. So hope we get along, Earl.
And Earl's like, oh, that's fun. Nice to meet you. I'm like, oh, no, Earl. For me, I feel like Earl cries too much in Tom Cruise movies. Earl seems like the kind of guy who's just like, oh, my God, Tom Cruise saved a child in a movie. You know, and he starts crying. He's like, this is what America's about. That's what Earl is.
I feel like Earl is constantly telling his daughter that he loves her no matter what. Like, his daughter's always coming to him with something that she's done where she's like, Dad, I've decided I'm giving up my corporate job because I want to make it as a radio DJ. He goes, doesn't matter. I love you no matter what.
Okay, so we like Earl then because that's a good thing, right? And then next up we meet Jerry, who's reads cheesy. He's kind of an Aaron Fipers type of guy. I believe he drinks like a lot of silver. He's got like his haircut's a little too like, he's fancy. Good looking. Yeah, he's a good looking guy. I feel like he's a player in a cheese ball.
He's kind of like if, you know, in Leave It to Beaver, the older brother, what's his name? Wally?
Oh God, I've been leaving Beaver for over half my life, three quarters.
It's like if the Beaver's brother kind of like retired down to Wally? The Florida Keys. Yeah, Wally. Could be this guy.
I'm getting Aaron Fipers, which is not a compliment. Yeah, so Jerry is the surfer guy. And just it's like, oh, the surfer guy, yeah. Did you meet Shannon? She lives by an ocean. Shannon has surfboards. And she's like, I don't have surfboards. I just want surfboard. Ow! Ow!
Giselle, where did Giselle go? It's just a dust cloud of Giselle after she hands off Jerry to Shannon. She's like, bye, I don't want to talk to this guy,
And Luann's just looking around. She's between two guys now. And she's like, wow, the ocean is crazy here. And one of the guys says, oh, we're not allowed to go. And she goes, well, I did. I know the ocean. I know ocean like I know music. I'm a boater. I have a boat. Do you like boats? And he's like, I have a boat. Because I've got a Boston Whaler, which I love. It's a Vantage. What about yours? And he goes, can you sleep on it? And she goes, it doesn't have a cabin. I don't need a cabin. I have a home.
Loser. My boat. Loser alert over here. Boat sleeper.
They say my boat is like my voice. It's flat and bottomed. All right. I love boats.
So another Jerry. Guy comes up, and it's this Jerry guy. And she's like, oh, come on over here, Jeff. I got a brother called Jeff. And he's like, oh, it's Jerry. She goes,
that's what all Jeffs say. Am I right?
Get out of here, boat liver.
Would you be open to renaming yourself to Jeff? Just be a lot easier for me, okay? So then Giselle's talking to this guy, Jay. Jay's cute, too. He's sort of, he's got like nice arms. So she's talking to him and she's like, so did you know who the ladies were gonna be? He's like, no, I had no idea. She's like, great, just hoping you would
understand. My reputation is safe here, rah. Now Jay is deceptively hot. Jay doesn't look like he's a big worker outer to me here.
He's secret hot.
He's secret hot. He takes off his shirt later, and I was like, okay, Jay. Jay came to play. Jay's back. Yeah. Jay. I didn't expect Jay's this, hot. Jay. Yeah.
Jay's got those glasses. He's got a nice face. He has a secret body. Yeah, we like Jay so far. Yeah. Well, at least physically. So Shannon's talking to Earl Soul. She's like, oh, so Earl, so you're not a Housewives fan, Earl. Oh, tell me, what are your thoughts on cream cheese stuffed inside a salmon?
And Earl's like, well, I don't know about Housewives, but I'm becoming one. I think I'm going to become a Housewives fan. How about that? I'm a fan right now. I just saw a lady almost have a nervous breakdown because someone suggested she had a surfboard. So I think I'm a pretty big fan.
Oh, so you overheard that. Okay. Mark, meanwhile, is still talking to Luann. This guy, Mark, is talking to Luann because Luann's between Mark and Jerry. And so Luann's like, so he's saying, so are you Manhattan Housewives? New York City Housewives, get it right. I'm a legend over there. Literally was on a show called Legacy, which I think has something to do with legends. I don't know. You should know who I am.
Listen, Santa, you should know the show because you say ho, ho, ho. And someone literally came with a T-shirt that said ho, 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 because she was always calling me one. So that's we are. It's a glamorous show.
And then there's a guy named Ralph. Oh, and Ralph is the one. Ralph tells us. Ralph says.
Oh, fuck Ralph. I hate people who say this. Go ahead, Ben. Tell him what he says.
I thought this was Mark who had said this, but it's Ralph who goes, never watch Housewives. I don't watch television.
Oh, fuck off, Ralph. God, go read a book in hell, okay?
Get him off the show, okay? Fans only over here. I'm not above it.
Ralph is a sound system specialist from Nashville. Okay, you are barking up the wrong tree talking to Luann. The last thing you want to be doing is getting stuck in a booth with Luann's voice piping into your ears all day. Okay? No. Run, Ralph. Go to a TV store. That's my suggestion.
Yeah, Ralphs don't do so well on Bravo. His bio says that he ran around the world with rock bands on tour and now is the proud father and parent of sons, which means that when you talk to Ralph, he spends a lot of time being like, oh, yeah, Pearl Jam. Those guys were great. Yeah. No, I remember 1997. I think, what was it? Saratoga Springs, New York. I don't know. We had a great time. Those are good guys.
Let me tell you, you have not lived until you've watched Kurt Cobain order a tuna sandwich from a 7-Eleven. I mean, that was something. What times
were
you?
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, God. Candlebox? Candlebox, more like solid champ box. That's what those were. It was a box full of solid champs, those guys.
So Wale is saying that he's only seen one episode of Housewives and they were fighting all the time. So he's not sure about that show. Yeah, well, welcome to your life if you get chosen by one of these women. Okay? Think this is we're here for fun and games, sir? No.
And then we have the producer talking to Philip. This guy, Philip, I believe he's sort of... Philip seems like he's a little bit out of his depths here a little bit. He's just trying really hard. He's like trying. I think he's wearing like a blazer maybe or something, and he just is a little. He's awkward, and the producer says, "Have you heard of Shannon?" And he goes, "Oh, Shannon Badoui,
Shannon Badoui." I'm calling Philip. No chance. No chance.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a straight Dwight from Atlanta.
I don't think he's straight. I know we're not supposed to talk about that, but I'm gay and it's my right. I pay my gay taxes. So I'm going to go ahead and say this is one of us. And the reason I say this is because look at the pursed lips, first of all. He's like, mm-hmm. He's got that, like, I told you. He's got that I told you so face, which we often make as gays. And then later he comes in a statement necklace that just says, I suck dick. That's it. That's what the statement said. Sorry, Philip. But he's an investor in LA. And then Shannon is still talking to Mark and finds out that Santa
It lives in New York City in the West Village. My daughter just moved to the West Village. Do you know Andy Cohen? Have you seen my daughter? Have you been to a park? I love New York. Can I come visit? I want to see my daughter. I miss. Could you call her? Here's my daughter's number. Put it into your phone. I'm going to put you down as my daughter's emergency contact. Okay.
So since you live in New York City, it's a small place. You know Andy Cohen?
He goes, the broker?
No. He's part of the network that we have our show on. This right here. He's watching. He's kind of the boss. Okay. Well, that's fine. Okay. All right. Move on to the next one.
So Ashley is, sitting with Earl the Pearl, which is a hilarious sight to see. You know, she's just like,
well, you know, I guess I'll try. I'll try another Michael. Let's see.
And she says she's from Hotlanta. He's like, oh, look at that. Hotlanta. Hot. Gosh, never thought of it that way. That is funny.
I never thought about that, but you guess you really could put those two, that adjective and that city together. It is quite
that
funny,
is
you know?
Clever. That is clever stuff. So clever. Earl is a legal consultant from Lawrenceville, Georgia. And Ashley's like, get down at the get down. And he's like, oh, yeah, Hotlanta, huh? Wow. That is, I'm still thinking about that one. I think I like it.
And then Nicholas, which one's Nicholas? Can you bring up Nicholas onto the screen?
Yeah, let me find him.
Because Nicholas says, look at homie's shoes. Show him your shoes. Is he the young one with the necklace?
Nicholas is the one, he's like the Peter Pan one, who still kind of looks young. I mean, he's 45, so it's not like he's some old man. But yeah, he's got this like goofy young person thing, but he's 45.
He's in that transitional period between young and old. So he's still dressing like he's like 32, but his face is starting to segue into, you know, his 50s. And so he's kind of like, we're all there. We all go through it. And he's just caught in time on the show right now with this. So he's like, yeah, look at homie's shoes. I'm definitely 45 though. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like struggling to be a teenager and it's awkward. But I feel like Ashley's going to make out with him. I'm getting that vibe. He's kind of Ashley's type.
She will.
Yeah.
She will. So, she likes her age and her men.
They're making fun of Earl's shoes because he's wearing white alligator shoes with eyes on them. They've got like gold eyes on them. She's like, the
eyes were staring at me.
So Nicholas hasn't been. Oh, so Ashley goes, so have you guys been married? And Nicholas goes, I haven't. And Earl's like, not to each other. Atlanta.
Earl the Pearl out. I'm going to see myself out of this conversation. Okay, Earl the Pearl it out.
Okay. And Nicholas is like, never married, no kids. I just didn't think it would be hard to find this my person. I didn't find it wouldn't be this hard to find my. You are such a liar, Nicholas. You're a player and you're a man-ho. And I don't believe that this is because you can't find your person. I believe that it's because you're still hot enough to pull tail in bars and you haven't settled down yet. And you're never going to. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Nicholas. Let's see.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Nicholas says, you know, I do struggle with trying to find my soulmate. I don't want to be like George Clooney, you know. But, you know, style, but like single and fun. Like tonight, I'm just looking to spend time with Ashley. It's like, okay. He's a crypto entrepreneur from Scottsdale, Arizona. That's just like one big red flag wrapped up in many little red flags wrapped up in a larger red flag. Let's just, goodbye.
Every word in this is a red flag. Crypto, red flag. Entrepreneur, red flag. Scottsdale, red flag. Arizona, red flag. You're flagged.
You might as well just be a red flag manufacturer. Like, I produce red flags in Arizona.
Well, that would actually be a real job, which I would take over Nicholas. But actually, he does seem nice. And he's like, I come from a big family. My brother has 4 kids. My sister has 3 kids. So I'm like the Funkle, right? But like George Clooney. I'm like if George Clooney was a Funkle.
No. Yeah. So then Shannon's talking to Ralph. And Ralph is like, yeah, I'm old. But I've got 2 young guys. I got 2 boys that are 10 and 11, and I love it. One's playing baseball right now. One's playing football. I'm like, this is... Please don't impress me with the fact that your child is playing baseball at this moment. We played sports. We raced motocross. We raced BMX, whatever they want to do. And she's like, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. You know, I don't know what motocross is. Is that like a church with for cars? Anyway, Ralph is very handsome, and you know he's got kind of like an edge to him. I don't know. It's like that this cool part. Like he's cool. I mean, ha! Who says cool? A 60-year-old. Ha! That's me. Ha! Oh God, I'm getting flustered. Oh God, motocross. Am I right? I still don't know what that is. Can someone tell me?
Yeah, Ralph. Let me give you a hint. No real housewife of anywhere. Is going to want to hear, I love having boys and going to baseball games and racing motocross. No. Are you trying to get dumped? Also, this is what happens when you have babies at 50. This is your man. He's like, oh, I like going to baseball games. You know, this guy fights with the referee every week. Like, get off my son's ass. How dare he deserve this? It's like drunk in the back. Like, get your drunk old man out of here, please.
Also, so Ralph is 61. Which means that around 2002 or so, that's like 23 years ago, which is crazy. That would be 41 minus the... He was around, when he was probably about 37, 38, he probably just had the worst faux hawk of the early 2000s. You just look at his face. This is a man, I guarantee he had a big old faux hawk, and it was just probably really mortifying.
He does have faux hawk face, for sure.
Like post-faux hawk face. That face.
I can see that.
I say that as someone who also had a faux hawk. You know,
I'm like, wore a Central Perk shirt at least once, you know?
Yeah.
So let's see. So Giselle is now talking. She's still talking to Jay. And Jay is saying that he was married for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was... Sorry, I removed the wrong face from the thing. So Jay was married for a while, and he's asking about her kids. She's got 3 daughters. Thank God we don't go into footage of that. And she's like, you know, I like Jay. He's a family man. He has kids. Check, check, check. And he's been single for 5 or 6 years, so he's hoping that he can connect with someone for real. Not just for fun, but for real.
Yeah, he's a marketing director from Boston. So Giselle is like, well, I have the house to myself, which is scary because it's basically a labyrinth. I added different rooms to it at different times, and I get scared that without my daughters there, no one will find me in one of the many Warrens in the basement. So I just walk around naked.
And he's like, whoa, oh, naked, huh? Wow, you're living the dream. She's like, yep, I can walk around naked and paint any wall in the house maroon just because I feel like it.
Meanwhile, there's a garbage truck picking up some garbage. Oh, wait, it's Luann. So, boys, have you been married? It's like, Mark's like, well, I was married for 12 to 13 years, and I've got 5 kids. Oh, wow. So you have 5 children? Yeah, that's what 5 kids means. Wasn't sure if it was goats. You know, I was raising real.
Have you cut them off? Are they still in your will? Is there a trust? Is the trust available to me? How is this working, Santa? Just tell me. Tell me straight up now. Tell me. Do you really want to love me forever? Or do you want me to have to deal with 5 fucking children? Let's be real. Is it too late to put them up for adoption? Tell me.
Putting that in the act. Call Paula. Say, hey, it was Lou from the Midwest that one time. Tell her I want to put her song in the act. I'm sure she'll approve it. Hey, what about you, Jerry? Jerry's like, well, I was married for 18 years and I've got 2 kids and I moved to Puerto Rico and I've just been dating and surfing. Oh, and now you're just living your best life in an island far, far away from the cabaret. Get out of my sight.
So by living in Puerto Rico, you're telling me you have a lot of crypto you don't want to pay taxes on or...
So now Mark and Jerry are gushing about Luann. Like, what a hottie. What a hottie she is. Yeah, she's so tall and beautiful. What power she has. And then we go to Jerry again, who's a retired carpenter in Anguilla, Puerto Rico. And he loves her hair. He loves her makeup. He loves the way that she sounds like a cat has just scratched a tin roof. raw of all of its tin every time she opens his mouth. It's very sexy.
And Mark tells us that he also likes her hair, big head of hair. And he says, I mean, bang, she's from New York City, so we're sort of neighbors. Yeah, well, you know who else we're sort of neighbors with? Liza Minnelli, or as I like to call her, my coworker, because we're both in the cabaret. Just saying.
Some people bells. Like going to Pier 27. I go to Pier Liza Minnelli. We have tea. We talk about the good old days, Judy, etc. What a bitch Lorna is. You know how it goes, Chair.
So Luann's like, so you know what? I'm going to go to the ladies' room and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Please stay exactly on these sofas. And I will be back in about 5 minutes. See you never, suckers. Ha!
This was so good. She literally leaves these guys alone and they're like, she's not coming back, is she? Like, nope, I don't think so. And then Jerry's like, yeah, let's go take a walk. I'm going to leave her shoes here. She just ditched him. That's his revenge.
So Philip goes up to Luann now and he's like, so do you need a cocktail? Is that what you're going to say? That's the only right answer to that. And let me tell you something, Philip. I can see it in your eyes. You've got a statement necklace, and the only one around here who can do the statement necklace is me. So don't even try it in my presence. Otherwise, you're out of this hotel if I have anything to say about it.
I won't date you, but I will let you move a chair around in my cabaret show for free. So Mark and Jerry, I love that they're like still waiting for her to return. So they finally get up and leave. And then Ashley is sitting with Wale and they're talking about like jumping in the pool. And oh my God, she looks so much younger than she's saying she is. And goes, 36, that's crazy. I would have gave you like 34 for sure. Wow, what a compliment. 2 years? Yeah. You don't go 2 years, you go a decade, sir. Come on.
That was one. You were 1/17th of her life off. So Ash is like, so have you ever been in a long-term relationship? And how do you feel about children on counters? He's like, well, I have. I was in a relationship for 5 years and we lived together and everything. So why didn't you marry her? Well, it didn't work out. I grew from that situation. Like the first year it was nice to heal and I went to therapy to be by myself.
You went to therapy?
Yes, I went to therapy. So she's won over by this guy.
Yeah, she's just like a man that's like gone to therapy. Winner! She's like,
so have you ever tried to make a significant other try to make kangaroo sound appetizing to a customer base? No? Okay, let's get married.
You look great for 65.
Well, I'm actually like 38.
No, you're like 57.
38.
So you're like age appropriate?
Yeah.
Well, it was lovely to meet you.
It was lovely to meet you, well-balanced young person.
Person who's perfect for me.
Yeah. So Ralph is talking to Giselle about how beautiful her eyes are. And he's like, well, my eyes are a little red right now. She goes, why? You been drinking? And he's like, no, I'm just tired. And she goes, so where do you live, Mr. Ralph? And he's like, Nashville, born and raised, boy dad, you know, hashtag boy dad. Ran around the world with rock bands for a long time, making records, doing tours. You know how it goes.
You know what it's like when you're on the road with a Iggy Pop tribute band. It's a lot of long hours. He's like, you know what? I got some really, really great advice just before I went on my first tour a long time ago with Slash from somebody who said, don't stay in your hotel room. Go out and see and do everything. I believe that was my good friend Liza Minnelli who said, you gotta ring them bells, you gotta ring. Sorry, continue with what you were saying.
Well, that's how I live my life. I want to find one great love, which is why I'm here. Giselle's like, okay, so you control soundboards. Could you do me a favor? Tell Ashley you're going to record a song for her and don't press the record button. Thank you. Thank you. You're hired.
Oh, well, meanwhile, hi, this is Shannon Medore here, reporting for duty. It's my turn to sit with the very plain man, Earl the Pearl. How so, right. Earl, do you do the dating apps? Do you know what apps are? He goes, well, you know...
I have, and man, are they disappointing, especially in, as they call it, Hotlanta. You know, there's so many bots out there and liars and scammers. You got to be careful for about all the bots on the apps, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I open my apps, and I try to get in there, and it makes me spell all these words before I can even get in there. Look at this. I have not been able to get into a dating app.
And he's like, that is a Wordle. Oh, that's Wordle.
I hate these bots. I mean, what are these bots doing? I mean, what are they, fake people? I mean, what, are you going to go on a date and then they're not there? It's a robot? I mean, why? Who? Why?
I mean, with the AI these days and the deep fakes, it's actually very terrifying. Are you real? You know what? Hold on one second. Joel, could someone please get the bellhop over here, Joel? I'm concerned that this is not a real person. Is this an AI person? I'm very concerned. It's very scary. Okay.
Well, have you ever been married, Earl, to a robot?
And he's like, I've been married twice to flesh and bones ladies. And then she's like,
oh, well, how old is she? I'm guessing she was in her 20s.
Was she a slut in Newport Beach? Because there are a lot of them, you know.
Wow, aging white guy. I'm guessing you just must have dated a 20-year-old.
And he's like, actually, she was 1 year older than me. She goes,
Earl. 1 year old. I apologize, Earl.
Are we sure this is not a bot? This is... Hold on. I'm going to bring a knife over. This won't hurt that much, but I just need to draw some blood.
Wow, well, I apologize. That was cold.
And then he tells the story about being 7 years, and then he met his last wife, who got leukemia twice, and she didn't make it. And so he starts crying. But he does say something. It was so mean for me to almost giggle at this. But I was like, poor Earl. And then he goes, yeah. And I wanted to have kids then, but I didn't remember to save her eggs. It's like, what? Who says that? I don't remember to save her eggs. But this is really sad. So he had a wife who got leukemia, and then she was fine. She went into remission. And so they had a great time, and they traveled, and they did all this stuff. But then she got cancer again, and she passed. So this was really sad. And it's also crazy. to share this on the first meeting, because bachelor style, you save this up until you're about to get dumped, and then you put your trauma, you know. And I know that's cynical, but it is how it works on TV. So I thought it was nice that he put that right out there.
Listen, I think that Earl knows he has to lead with that. Okay, there are a bunch of really, there's some silver foxes out there, you know. He this is going to be a strong card.
Guys don't compare themselves to each other like that, though.
Yeah, you don't think so?
I feel like guys don't compare themselves to each other like that. I mean, there's nothing like the confidence of an aging man. Like, they don't know. I think he thinks he's just, like, the same amount of hot as, like, Wale.
That is actually a very fair point. Straight men have, like, strange confidence that just gay powers them through any situation. Gay guys are like, oh, my God, I look awful. But so he drops this story. And, of course, Shannon's like, wow, I'm so sorry to hear that. When did that happen? And she's, you know, now she's, of course, he's made her basically cry and made her feel bad for her assumptions, which is the weight of Shannon's heart.
Well, I cried and he made me feel like a terrible person. So I think I'm in love. Wow.
She says, Earl knows what it's like to be completely in love. I don't think I've ever truly been in love before. Well, there's Dr. Moon. He's pretty great. And David did put his finger up my butt to remove psychological debris that time. I felt pretty in love that day, but we're not talking about David.
So now Giselle's talking to Wale, and she's like, so my mom lives in Houston? Nah. And he's like, really? I love Houston. Houston is such an integral place of my makeup. And she goes, oh, is that where you went to jail? La. He's like, yeah. He's like, that's not attractive for me. For you to say that. She goes, yeah. She said, no, I didn't. He goes, I've never been to prison. I'm not like Luann over there. Hard times in the prison. Sorry, that's a song I learned when I was incarcerated.
She's like, I just profiled you. Wah. And he goes, yeah, you did. And she goes, well, you have an accent. Where are you from? And he goes, Rhode Island. And she says, Connecticut? Oh, no, that's a state. Oh, I'm embarrassed. Sorry.
Well, I'm all down on with the map on the United States, so as we get past Connecticut and Massachusetts, I'm done. I have no idea what's up there. It's Canada, basically. After Delaware, it's all Canada. So Giselle's like, so have you ever been married? Ah. He's like, no, never been married. Children? Nah. He goes, she asks if he wants children. He says, yes. And she's like, well, I don't have a uterus, so that means we are not compatible. Goodbye, Wally.
So he's like, yeah, she's fine, but it's actually your best for me. So she asks where he's from, and he says Nigeria. And she's like, oh, that's why I said you have an accent when we sat down. And he goes, you're profiling again. She goes, oh, my God, I am. So then Joel comes back and he's like, hello, folks. How are we doing tonight? And they're like, oh, it's Joel. Oh. And he's like, okay, don't worry, guys. I'm not a regular host. I'm a cool host.
Be cool. Don't be uncool. Sorry, I had to slide that right in there. It's kind of my thing, Mark and Jerry.
He knows my music.
Ralph. Ralph doesn't have a TV, so I've got to give him all my taglines. Here, wait, hold on a second. Hey, Ralph. I made Alex a la Francaise. He'll get it. He'll like it.
I never apologize for being privileged.
It's Mrs. De Lesseps to you, Ralph.
So Joel says that they have to ask guys out on dates, one-on-one dates. And then in the morning, that's when they're going to do it. So Shanna's like, oh, I've never asked anyone out on a date before. God, the last time I asked something a date was milk. I said, is it... what's your date? When do you expire? And then I got to the checkout. I said, can you read this? I can't tell when this thing, what the expiration date is on this. And I said, how dare you let me buy milk? I told you to never let me walk out of the store with cow's milk again. Send me back to the oat milk or I'm calling the manager.
By the way, Joel, do you know when happy hour ends? Because I would love to get some of those mini egg rolls. No,
I'm not your waiter.
Oh. Okay.
If you insist, the artichoke dip will do.
Just so hard to get good service anywhere.
So ladies, the singles go inside, and the ladies are gonna like talk about things. So Giselle is saying that they're all kind of like upset that they have to ask the men out because it's like they've never done that, you know. So they're not used to it. And Giselle's like, I mean, who do you want to go on a date with, Ashley? Yeah. And Ashley's like,
well, there's this guy Nick who I'm like trying to figure him out because he wears like puka shells and he like looks 23 but also looks 63, and I can't tell if I'm turned on or turned off at the same time.
Yeah, and then the men are grabbing a drink and talking over at the bar, and Jay's like, so anyone connect? And Nicholas says that he connected with Ashley, so dun, dun, dun. And then Shannon's like, well, you know, I don't know, but you know who I love to death? Earl the Pearl.
I mean, I feel bad because his feet were so mean to Peter Pan, but at the same time, he's had such tragedy in his life.
He's a genuine pearl, and you know, he rhymes. I don't know if anyone else here rhymes, but I guess we have a long stay here. I feel like Jay must rhyme with someone, right? Jay the way. Okay,
so Earl's like, we see cut to Earl, and he goes, well, I think I'll get invited on 4 dates tomorrow. I would say no, pick someone else, right? I'm just kidding, guys. Just Earl to Pearl, you guys. Catch me, guys. In Hotlanta.
So yeah, that joke came from Hotlanta right there. Okay, guys. So Giselle is asking if she's physically attracted, and she goes,
well, I mean, well, there's something about him. You know, I'm attracted to his trauma. That makes any sense. Can you cuddle with someone else's trauma at night? That's what I want to do. I just want to snuggle up to his trauma and watch a mystery on television.
And Ashley's like, yeah, and the physicality could grow. I mean, you just focus on that trauma long enough and he'll become really hot. Just wait. It'll happen.
I didn't think Michael was attractive, and then I couldn't stop masturbating to Gollum after we divorced, so.
Yeah, I just keep saying Earl the Pearl, Earl the Pearl.
Ashley is saying that, but Shannon also says, Shannon says, though,
yeah, but, well, you know, the thing is, I also do enjoy Ralph because he's a good-looking man who looks like he's emotionally unavailable. He doesn't want to be on TV, and I feel like after the first few months of our relationship, he'll probably treat me very poorly. So, I don't know, kind of a win-win situation.
Ralph has a haircut that says emotional abuse, so I think I'm going to ask him out.
So Ashley's telling us that, yeah, it makes sense that Shannon likes Ralph because he's the tallest and the hottest of the group. And Luann's like, yeah, he's got a good face for me to sit on.
So Ashley's like, yeah, he's like a guy you could take to the country club, I guess. She goes, well, yeah, I mean, Ralph is definitely my number one. Definitely my number one.
So then Luann's like, oh, look, here's Earl the Pearl as we speak, girls. So Earl comes over with the drink and hands it to Shannon. Now, if that doesn't win Shannon over, a man bringing her vodka, that's it. What more do you need? Do you need the man to run into a house for you? Come on.
Earl the Pearl. For some reason, I can't explain it, Ronnie. When Luann said, oh, it's Earl the Pearl as we speak, for some reason it made me crack up. I don't know why. There's something about Luann saying Earl the Pearl that just like it, like I just guffawed. I wish I could explain why it was so funny to me, but there's just something about like Earl the Pearl, like that phrase just landing on Luann's radar, and then she decides that she's amused by it, and then she's like, oh, look who's here. It's Earl the Pearl, everyone. Come on in, or Earl the Pearl.
So I wish it was really Pearl. I wish it was Pearl. I wish Pearl was hosting this show. She could just be like, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I picked some men for you. Just I hope you enjoy them. Just Pearl sitting up in a window on 227.
All right. Who wants to pick Earl? Earl rhymes with Pearl. Get him, Shannon. He brought you vodka. You're going to ignore Pearl?
Bachelor number one. Lester.
Oh, Lester.
What was Rose's son's name? Curtis? Was it Curtis? No.
I don't remember. I remember Lester, Brenda, Jackie, and Brenda. Mary. And Pearl, of course. Okay, so they're like, okay, well, who are you going to pick? And Luann's like, well, I like Jerry. And they're like, oh, yeah, we could tell, Luann. And so Ashley's like, well, you don't have to just pick one. You should ask Mark. And Giselle's like, let's talk about Wale. So Giselle likes him for Ashley. And she's like, he wants someone with a uterus. So that's not me. You get him. Giselle does not have a uterus.
And then Ashley's like, well, okay, well, how are you feeling? And Jenna goes, yeah, how about Roy? Giselle goes, who's Roy? Yeah.
You know, Roy. You talked to him for a flipping hour. It was just like, there's Giselle and Roy. Everyone knows Jeff? Roy. Roy was that the Jeff? Boy.
It was Jeff. Jeff.
Roy the boy. Come on.
Giselle. Giselle's like, Jay.
Yeah. Oh, Jay. Yes. Jay. Yes.
Roy.
So they start laughing and they're making fun of Shannon. So then the men come cozy up to the women. And Shannon asks Earl,
so, Earl, are you an exerciser?
And he goes, yes. And she goes, oh, you are? That's just so rude.
I don't need to.
It's just so rude. Oh, and he's like, yeah, but I don't need to, though. Look at me.
Have you ever thought about, Earl, would you ever consider being emotionally withholding?
I mean, I could do it if you need me to.
Well, that's you're supposed to say, that's none of your business. Such a turn on.
So Philip, Luann is now between two men again, and Philip and Jerry this time. And Philip's like, you got to take a shot with me. She goes,
take a shower. Is that what you said? Sounded exactly the same. Last person who asked me to shower with them was the guy at the airport who found my vibrator in a black bag.
And Wale has squeezed himself right in next to Ashley, and Ashley's saying that, you know, to earn Giselle's approval means you must be special because she's, you know, Ashley's homegirl because they have a clothing line together, GNA. I'm like,
you do not.
Maybe. And also Giselle is a bit of an underminer, so I don't know if it's as much of a thing of support, but that's fine.
Yeah. You absolutely do not have a clothing line. And so then she's like, yeah, you know, she really showed up for me after I gave birth to my son, after my separation.
And at the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing. And she'll always be my homegirl.
So then people are going to bed and everything. And Luann is like, all right, Jeff, will you take this for me, darling? Thank you, sweetheart. Please, please take this drink for me. He's like, well, my name's Jerry. Jeff, Jerry, Bob, whatever. Just a penis with legs at the end of the day. All right. Have a great evening.
So they're like doing flirting while they think Ashley's fine as hell. They're really bonding because they talked about jumping in the pool with their clothes on, which was hilarious. And he's going to really try for Ash. And so she's like, I mean, it's the first night. I wasn't expecting to meet somebody. I owe it to myself to play the field. So then we hear sex noises the next day coming from the gym. But it's just Ashley working out with Wale.
Silly. Silly. Don't stare at my booty. He's like, I was though. And Giselle and Jay come out of the pool and they put towels on. And she's like, I think I've learned a lot about you. You're a morning person. You're speaking my language, but you're also very boring, which is also kind of speaking my language a little bit. Do you have daughters that have gone off to college for 2 years straight?
So Jerry's like, so hey, Luann, how's your Spanish? I can't have a conversation, but I know what they're saying. And she's like, no hablo muy bien, comprendo más o menos todo. That's what she just said. Do you want me to sing it for you? Well, that was me singing. So, tricked you.
So, Jeff, what do you think? You want to go on a date tonight? He's like, I do. I'm honored. Name's Jerry, and I would love to go on a date with you. All right. See you somewhere by a rock with hopefully some oysters. Bye.
Giselle asks Jay on a date, and then we go to Ashley and Wale, and she's like, I really enjoyed our talk last night. Remember how we said that we would both jump into the pool with our clothes? I mean, that was meaningful. And then today we went to the gym, and that's like important to me. So I wanted to take the time to ask you if you'd like to go on a date with me.
And he's like, what? Yes, yes.
Oh my God, is that a Nigerian accent? Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, he does a full-on accent, which is great. And then Shannon is like,
Earl the Pearl, so did you enjoy our party last night? Because I loved it. You made me cry with trauma, and I was like, this is the best time I've had in 3 months for sure. So he's like, yeah, no, I enjoyed hanging out and getting to know you. It was like, I felt like I was hanging out with my friends in Hotlanta. How? I don't understand what Hotlanta is, but I want to preface this with, I never in my life have asked someone to go on a date. I mean, the fact that the bellhop came over here and said, I've got to ask a man out on a date. What sort of hotel is this?
Woo. So I hope you don't mind because I'm a little nervous. I brought a little carton of milk. What's your date?
That's a little humor.
I do that in my show sometimes. I'm working that in. Dos amigas.
Earl the Pearl, I apologize. Turns out this milk I just drank from is actually a bottle of Clasamigo. Clas Azul, I should say. Because Clas Azul hidden hard already. So anyway, you want to go on a date with me or what?
Yeah, and he goes, wow, you did a fantastic job. So they hug. And check, but please don't bring your pets. your shoes are cute. You can bring them. So she goes, well, at 60 years old, I'm no longer a virgin of asking people to go on a date.
I'm also no longer a virgin of having to pay back $75,000 to my ex, which he had given to me as a gift.
So she asks if he's going to wear the white shoes, and he's like, well, I have a variety of things. And she goes,
well, I think you said you have 12 white shoes. Just bring all of them.
So Giselle and Jay
have to buy another man's shoes. Oh, geez.
This is a very low cost show, as we see, because all of the dates are on the beach. They just set up little tables on the beach. They're like, here, this table is for agave tasting. Have fun.
So, well, because I think they blow their whole budget on Jay and Giselle's date because they are having a tequila tasting and they're tasting things and everything.
Oh,
and
they actually get to go to a place. That's true. You're right.
Yeah.
They
go to, but it's still on the resort, you know? And then the chef brings out these tacos and he's like, well, everyone, let me present the finest taco in the world. Set $25,000 for each taco because it's covered with lobster, Kobe beef, and caviar, and also gold leaf. Which, by the way, as far as I can tell, that gets you up to like $400, not $25,000.
But it's just also like all those things on top of each other. Why? That's just gross.
They don't go together.
Yes. Yeah, it's not good. So they eat it, and Giselle's like, oh, caviar. I'm falling in love tonight. Caviar is my jam. So that's kind of boring. And then they go over to Jerry and Luann. And they have a clam-shaped bed on the beach, which is, wow. Some tacky shit going on here.
Yeah. Jerry's like, well, this, I got you some flowers. Oh, that's so sweet. I was hoping you'd have a yacht instead of some flowers, but that's okay. He's like, yeah, you can put them in your hair. No, nothing gets put in this hair for less than $25,000, like a taco. Okay, but I'll take your guess.
She's like, all right, let's find a little bit out about Jerry. Jerry, what is his day like? Surfing? And he's like, well, yeah, actually, that's what I do. She's like, oh, gross. And then you spill champagne on her. Oh, sorry, go
yeah. ahead. Well, I was going to say, then, well, there's like a moment where she is looking at their clam bed and she's like, oh, wow, I feel like the Little Mermaid. Let me sing as much of this song as I'm legally allowed to before Bravo has to pay some rights.
We actually did Luann as the Little Mermaid for a very long segment in a recap years ago. And I love that this came back full circle for us. I love this for
That's
us,
hilarious.
This moment.
Yeah. So
we have often done the
So then they're served oysters and everything, and he's like, well, I'll try not to eat these on your white pants. I mean, what do I care? You already spilled champagne on them like a common poor person. I'm just busting your balls. If you buy a ticket to my cabaret, all is forgiven.
She goes, life is a cabaret. Cheers to that.
He's like, oh. So then Wale and Ashley also have a beach date, and they are at a cacao chocolate making class. So they do that. And she puts on a little apron. He's like, she's hot. Then Shannon and Earl meet up for their date. And she's like, wow, I can't wait to meet Earl more. I want to know him better. He's wearing white shoes again today. So hopefully he's going to tell me about what happened to those poor alligators. I don't want to hear their trauma. Am I attracted to alligators now? Depends on their trauma level, let's face it.
Oh, well, hopefully we are going to do an activity that is approved of by Dr. Moon, something that ideally does not involve any sort of dairy or pathogens. Oh, it's a tray of cheese. Great. Great. I'll just like fill me up with lactose. I'm very happy with this. I'm very happy with this choice.
Wow.
Yeah, just...
Lactose on top of glutinous crackers. This is going to end well. Hey, Earl, I hope you're ready for a farty party. Because that's what's about to happen.
Dr. Moon says I'm allowed to have one cube of cheese per month. So I guess we're going to bust out this quota today. So please choose a good one for me.
And he's like, well, I don't know what we're supposed to do with this bowl of seeds or whatever. We dip chips into them. She's like,
oh, you're not supposed to eat those, Earl. I'm marrying this man. I am marrying this man.
Oh, the fact that he thought for a moment you're supposed to eat the decorative seeds. So Giselle and Jay's taco.
Why do I feel like they're getting married? Does she stay with Earl forever?
I hope so.
I want Earl in her life.
So Jay is asking what Giselle looks for. She's like, transparency, accountability, sexual proficiency. He's like, absolutely. Oh my God. Did you just do the thing back to me? He's like, I didn't really mean to. I just got caught up in it.
You get stuck in it. So she's like, well, he was hot with his shirt off, but he's very boring. So do I want to bang him or do I want to get to know him? Boring. He's not turning on Giselle juices. So she asks him if he has a one that got away. She goes, every guy has one. He goes, no. Okay, yeah, I do. What about you? And she goes, well, yeah, I'm the one that got away to all the guys that I talked to. So then
like,
on the
so you're a heartbreaker. Whoa, yeah.
So then on the beach, Wale and Ashley are doing this thing where you have to take a skin off the bean without breaking the bean. And he can do it, but she can't. But he did. So I don't know what that means, but he's open to marriage.
Okay. It means that you're ready to get married if you can peel the skin off of the cacao bean. And he can do it. He's ready for marriage. So she's like, that's cool. Too young. And then Shannon and Earl are drinking wine. And Shannon's like, well, I want to say cheers to you. And I really appreciate you coming here and making yourself vulnerable. And even though the seeds were not part of the meal, the fact that you ate half the bowl is very impressive to me, Earl. Congratulations.
Earl, I've been looking for a man with extremely strong teeth for a very long time. And here you are.
Well, I have a laundry list of stuff about me that I think you should know. I haven't had the best year. I went down a rabbit hole path. I was miserable. I would drink all the time. And I never drink and drive, ever, but I lost control, and I hit a planter, knocked over a pansy, and, you know, it was just a minor infraction, but it was all over the news. Oh, wow, lady drives over a flower pot. Whoop-de-doo.
You did not just hit a planter, Shannon. That house is caved in. So we see a newscaster like, wow, Shannon Bedore, what a drunk ass, driving her car into a house, leaving the scene, pretending to walk her dog while she's bloody faced in the middle of the street. What a drunk fucking idiot. Am I right, Earl? He's like, is that news clip talking to me?
Earl, do not pay attention to this. They're trying to get me, Earl.
I think there's something in these seeds. So she's like, well, I was going to keep this close to my chest for a little while, but, you know, after I had that second cube of cheese, I wasn't sure how much time I had left on this earth, so I decided to let it all out.
Frankly, these spanks are so tight I can't get anything closer to my chest.
Something's got to be left out.
Yeah. All right, well... I just don't know, Earl. You just made me so comfortable I had to share with you. And I, hold on. If tiny fingers in my eye. I've just been such a good example for my girls. And so to go through something so embarrassing and publicly like that, at my age, Earl!
Earl. Well, for you to think about how it's impacting your kids tells me a lot about your heart, that you have the base level instincts as a parent. So that's really wonderful to hear.
And hearing about your drunk driving accident makes me realize that you're basically pickled. And I'm a man who loves pickles. So I welcome you, Shannon.
You know, I felt honored that she felt comfortable enough to talk to me about her DUI. And she was going through a rough spot. And I don't know one person that hasn't. And, you know, that's, we all know that's hard, but you know, it's 10 years ago.
It happened about 6 months ago. Oh!
Oh, shit.
Could happen again today. I have my eye on a golf cart that I'm going to give a spin a little bit later. Okay, well, Earl, you have such kind eyes, Earl. They're so kind.
And he's like, oh, thanks. God, your eyes are looking right through me there.
Yes.
And they're in love.
Do you mind if I put these two cheese cubes in your eye sockets? I'm uncomfortable with the male gaze.
Now that I've seen Brie, I just want to gaze into it for the rest of my life. Earl, you wheel of cheese, will you marry me?
You know what? I can't. This cheese is too tempting. Where is that waiter? You know, he was all over us talking about our dating lives. Now suddenly we can't find him. Can't clear this cheese away.
So now Luann and Jerry are still sitting inside that big foam giant clam on the beach, which is awkward as hell. So Luann is already bored with Jerry, but she's like, all right, so well, bored. Jerry, tell me about your day, a day in the life of Jerry in Puerto Rico. So he's like, well, I surf. I'm retired. She's like, don't you get bored? He goes, I mean, if there's no waves, I get bored. I'll put you on a board. She goes, yeah, I'm terrible at surfing. All right, Jerry, so what else do you like to do?
Wow, you're so boring. Bravo won't even show clips of me surfing on Girls Trip. Wow, that's how bad you are.
So, well, I work on my house. I like to tinker. She goes, wow, you're a homebody. You might as well be a homo body. This one's a dud. Have him removed.
All right, can we leave him in the clamshell? I've got other men to talk to. I'll even talk to that weird guy with the statement necklaces. He's looking better every single passing second.
Yeah, she goes, I don't know if I can retire on a beach, Jerry. All right, know what I mean? I'm an action figure, Jerry.
It's like, I don't know what that means, but beaches are great. You can relax. You can unwind. All right, should we go take a walk on a beach? And by walk, I mean you walk and I run. Bye.
This is so fucking funny. So she goes, you want to walk on the beach? She goes, sure, I'd love to. So they get up and they start walking. And she tells us, yeah, I'm not into Jerry. Fuck this guy. Fuck this loser who does nothing. So then they're walking on the beach and she walks five steps and goes, okay, I'm done. Did you get the shot? You got us walking on the beach, right? I'm going back to my room. Fuck this
she
guy.
Tried to kiss him.
Follow me.
She tried to get a kiss, and it was, she's like, nope, nothing there. Bye. This is done. All right. Do you need another one for safety? Okay. Otherwise, I'm going back to the room.
Oh, okay. So then now people gather in the little living room area, and, get drinks and stuff. And Ashley's like, does anyone have Earl's number? And Earl comes in dancing with Shannon because they're missing. So everyone's like, oh my God, where's Shannon? Is she okay? Let's call Earl. What happened to the tiny reptiles on his feet attack Shannon? What happened? But they come in and
Earl
they're dancing.
Earl the Pearl. Here comes Earl the Pearl. Speak of the devil. Here comes Earl the Pearl. So they all come in. They dip their feet in the hot tub. And Jerry's like, hey, Earl the Pearl, you're not putting the alligators in for a swim? He's like, no, hell no. So then Ralph escorts Shannon to the bar, and he's like, so do you need a drink? That's what they do call them, right? I don't know. I don't have a TV. He's like, oh, well, you want to get a drink? I'll get a drink with you, Ralph. Wow, handsome and showing no emotion. Kind of my kind of guy.
Oh, Ralph is here, the sexy one. Oh, God, I hope he's run over somebody or had a tax issue or, oh, God, I don't know. Please just say there's trauma running through this man's veins.
Luanne, I never dated someone more than one person at the same time. I mean, how do you do that? Do you do that?
Date more than one? Heck, I've got 15 going in any single hour. Am I right, girls?
I like this. She goes,
do you do that?
And Luanne goes, well... yeah. So Shannon and Ralph go to the bar with Luann, and she's like, hello, darling. Listen, you don't owe Earl anything, Shannon, all right? We're at the Love Hotel. This is the place where you can fuck whoever you want.
Just, well, you're supposed to, right? It's not really cheating if we're at the Love Hotel. Where's that handsome desk agent? Could you get me another key?
I'm not an employee of this hotel.
I still don't have that artichoke dip.
Okay, well, while we wait for that order to come through, the service is terrible. Ralph, why don't you share with me some trauma?
And he's like, well, I took a year and a half off of dating, you know, because you go, all right, look, I really want to find somebody. But at my age, time becomes precious because as soon as you realize you're mortal, for me, it was 60 years old. That's when I realized I was mortal.
Oh, and that's when you found out that you were going to die because...
because I lost my Guns N' Roses collection. I was like, wow, life is short.
Oh, I thought that was a... okay, well, that is traumatic, I guess.
Sure. Yeah, it was rough, you know, because being old, you know, you're ready to die. You hit 60 and you know it's time. She goes,
oh, well, I just hit 60 as well, so I guess I'm going to die.
Yep, you're going to die. I'm going to die. And at this point, you just look around and you say, do I even want to invest time in another person? And Shannon goes,
oh, I say the same thing. I just wake up every morning and I say, Shannon Bedore, you've got one more shot. And then I squeeze a little piece of my stomach and I shoot it inside of me. And I say, God, I better call those Ozempic people again soon.
Get that refill.
Gosh, so then 4 weeks really passes in a hurry, am I right?
And he's like, yeah, I'll be dead soon, so I need to choose correctly. The next person in my life is going to be dead. It's a race to the finish line. You know what I mean?
She's like, this has been I'm very depressed now. I didn't realize that I was going to be the drama.
So then Jay's talking to Ashley about Giselle and saying that Ashley has to put in a good word, and she's like, I'll do it. I'm gonna do my best. And then Giselle is saying, listen, there's Jay and there's seven other men, so I'm not putting all my eggs in Jay's basket. I just met the basket.
So she's like, whoa, so you have been to 49 states? I have not been to 49 states, but I can name 47.
47. I don't know which the other three are, but I'm pretty sure they're in New England somewhere. She doesn't even ask what state he hasn't been to. What's the state he's missing? So then Sharon sees that Ralph is now talking to Giselle, and Sharon's like,
so what is he doing? I thought he said that he wanted to spend the rest of his life with me. Did I mishear that? Was that just me that heard that?
She's barely a blonde and this isn't even a beach. What is happening?
Huh.
So Ralph's like, yeah, so I was in a relationship. We were together for 17 years, but we tried to have kids. We couldn't. So then my next wife after that, we had two boys. And Giselle's like, oh, okay. All right. Well, Ralph's a cutie pie. I didn't see him coming, but, you know, he's semi-interesting. So she's like, so you got a divorce again? He's like, yeah. I mean, why do you think I'm here, dum-dum? Am I right, guys? Oh, jeez.
She goes, so you got divorced again. You're not really doing good with this marriage thing. Hello. Who are you again? And he's like, well, yeah, why do you think I'm here? So then we see Ashley talking to Nick, and he's like, oh, we had such an amazing mini date yesterday. I would hate for it to end at that. I'd love to take you out on these spectacular dates. Oh, hopefully we get that opportunity, Ashley. I really hope we do. I can skateboard. She's like, yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I mean, age-wise, Nick is sort of the sweet spot for me, where he sort of dresses like he's in his 30s, but has a face like he's getting his AARP card. That's like a really good thing for me, so I'm like really intrigued. But I also like Wale, because intellectually I know he should be perfect for me, but sexually he does nothing for me. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
So Wale is walking Ashley to her room, and he's like, you've been missed. And she's like,
by who?
By me.
Oh.
Yeah. I appreciate our time together. It was just so good. She goes,
yeah, it's so romantical.
And he goes, yeah, it's very romantic.
Are you correcting me?
In a romantical way. Only in the most romantical way. So
could you just pretend that you're 70? Just say it. Just say that you're 70 and black don't crack. That's really all I need.
So they're going up to her room, and she's like, oh my God, it's coming. He's licking his lips. He's checking his breath. He's teeing it up because he's going to plant a smooch on me. And then they go up to the door, and he's like, goodbye. It was a pleasure. And he hugs her. It's like, doo, doo, doo.
Womp, womp. And so she's like, oh, okay, God, kiss me, Jesus. And then Wale's like, yeah, I fumbled it. Oh, man, I fumbled. You know what? No. And he comes back down the hallway, and he's like, he knocks on the door, and he's like, I wanted to give you a proper goodbye. Is that okay? And then they kiss.
Yes. And so that's it. That's the end. We see a preview where Giselle's like, what? Am I stealing Shannon's man? You bet your ass I am. And I was like, oh my God, yes. And then we just see Shannon having breakdown after breakdown. So it looks like it's going to get good.
I really liked it. I thought it was really good. I think the casting was spot on, it turns out.
Yeah, I thought it was a fun one, too. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We will be back with a lot of stuff this week. So just keep coming back. Go over to watchwhatcrappens.com for ticket links for Austin, Dallas, and Vegas coming up in the next couple of weeks. And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Catherine DiBernardo has our hardo.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
Dana C. Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
We could all learn from Jennifer Kearns.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony,
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
We're on the floor with Molly Dorsett.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.